It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 16th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is paladin, spelled P-A-L-A-D-I-N. Paladin is a noun. A paladin is a leading champion of a cause or a trusted military leader, as for a medieval prince. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Edmund White. This collection of stories by one of England's best novelists is both playful and serious in the manner of Lawrence Sterne, the 18th century author of Tristram Shandy. Sterne was the master of the marginal, the random, the inconsequential. In our own day, David Foster Wallace, Jeff Dyer, and Ali Smith have become the paladins of this goofy manner. Rome wasn't built in a day, and we know the site where it was founded, Palatine Hill, known as Palatium in Latin, site of the cave where Roman legend tells us Romulus and Remus were abandoned as infants, nursed by a she-wolf, and fed by a woodpecker before being found by a herdsman. In ancient Rome, the emperor's palace was located on the Palatine Hill. Since the site was the seat of imperial power, Latin's Palatium came to mean imperial as well as palace. From Palatium came the Latin word Palatinus, also meaning imperial, and later imperial official. Different forms of these words passed through Latin, Italian, and French, picking up various meanings along the way, and eventually some of those forms made their way into English, including paladin and the word palace. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.